Hey, real quick, guys, you already know I don't run any ads on this because I want to keep it like a really awesome listening experience for you. But I do have an ask. I'd love it if you could just help me spread the word so we can help more entrepreneurs, creatives, and high performers just make more money with less stress and more fulfillment. So the best way that you can help me do that is by reading, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. Like, the single thing I ask of you is please just take 10 seconds to drop a review. Seriously, it would mean the world to me. And more importantly, it may just help change somebody's life. So thank you, and let's get to the show. So the other day, I heard this conversation between two individuals at the coffee shop talking about natural resources and how we're running out of natural resources and we're destroying the earth and how, you know, the survival of the human species is going to come to an end, this catastrophic end, because we're destroying Mother Earth and it's the only planet we're ever going to have. And, you know, this kind of worst case doomsday scenario manifestation. I think a lot of people believe this. I think a lot of people believe that we are living on a planet of finite resources. But, and that's true, we are living on a planet of, you know, finite material. However, I believe we aren't even close to scratching the potential of the resources we have available to us. And here's why I think this. Is because everything that we see around us at one point was not a resource. Everything that we consider to be a natural resource at one point, gas was not a natural resource. It was just this gross, black, icky substance that comes out of the ground, right? At one point, natural gas was not a natural resource. Coal wasn't a natural resource. In fact, at one point, wood wasn't a natural resource. It wasn't a resource until that first person discovered you can make fire out of this. And suddenly, every tree on the planet became a source of potential fuel. It's the same when we discovered, oh, we can use electricity in this way. We can use coal to generate electricity in this way. Steam can now be a resource. And what this continually reinforces to me is that, and I'm reading a book on this called Energy and Civilization. So it's very top of mind. It's by Vaclav Smil, who is Bill Gates' favorite author. That's the reason why I'm reading it. It's like, let's see what, you know, if Bill Gates likes this guy, let's see what it's all about. It's a very interesting book. It's all about how humans have adapted over the course of our millennia to use different sources of energy and fuel to power civilization. And what is continually reinforced when I'm reading that and I'm thinking through this is that as technology expands, our definition of what qualifies as a resource continues to expand. And so when we say we're running out of natural resources, maybe we are running out of oil. Maybe we're running out of, you know, wood, whatever. But who's to say that tomorrow technology doesn't adapt to the point where we discover dirt is now the most energy-rich substance in the world? It could be. It could just be that we're not technologically sufficiently advanced to be able to utilize that resource in a productive way. And that's really what's happening as civilization continues to expand, is it's the number of things which qualify as a resource that we can use continues to expand. And so a lot of people, I think, come at this problem from the wrong angle and say, oh, we should limit our resource consumption and try to moderate it. And that will then make it last longer. And I think it's the exact opposite. I think instead of focusing on trying to limit our consumption, we should focus on technological advancement and doing whatever it takes to fund and fuel the growth of our technology so we can continue to expand what we define as a resource. Now, here's what this has to do with business and with finance and with everything that we talk about on this podcast when it comes to maximizing your return on life. One of the great mistakes I see people make when they start off on their entrepreneurial journey or their wealth building journey is they think they can save their way to wealth. They start cutting all their expenses, and you've heard the gurus say you should cut out your Starbucks and your coffee every week because that's going to save you $5, and over the course of 40 years compounded, that's going to be $250 billion, right? We've all heard that. But sitting down in a board meeting back in 2016, this was I was working with Escape Climbing. It was the first time I had really ever worked with one of my business partners. He was a good friend for many years, but this was the first time we ever worked in an official capacity. And we were having a conversation about, you know, how to streamline our operations and cut down expenses and all this stuff. And he looks over at me and my other partner, and he says these words that have stuck with me all these years. He goes, "You can't save your way to profitability." And that's not technically true. You can save your way to profitability. So I would tweak that statement slightly and say you can't save your way to abundance. You can't save your way to abundance. You simply can't. the way that you become abundant, the way that you build impenetrable wealth and you stack financial freedom isn't by managing the expenses, the downside. That is important, but you can only manage that down to zero, right? We can only reduce our expenses to zero. The line item that actually has infinite potential is the upside. That is our income. That is our earning potential. That is where you should focus your efforts. Because if you're making $50,000 a year and instead of trying to save all $50,000 every year, if instead you invested into yourself, you expanded your skill set, you took opportunities to grow, and you expanded your earning potential to, say, make $1 million a year, that is a far better outcome. Now, you need to be careful that your expenses aren't growing in relation to how much you're increasingly earning. That's a different story for a different day, right? But this is how I think about energy in the world, about natural resources, and about finance. It all comes together in a very weird way. Don't know if you found that interesting or valuable, but I had fun. So we'll catch you guys in the next episode. I appreciate you guys being here.
Hey guys, I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it.